Minute 12. Recording 15.
Photographs of food are all around us, in advertisements, magazines and cookbooks. Today's guest is Helena Palmer, who's made a highly successful career out of food photography. Welcome, Helena.
Thank you.
So, how did you become involved in food photography? Was your first interest the food or the photography?
Oh, definitely photography first. When I was quite young, 10 or 11, I started using an old camera belonging to my father. I became fascinated with taking shots of people, my friends and my family in particular.
And were you also interested in the way food was presented, in restaurants, for example?
My parents, not having much money, rarely took us to restaurants, but my mother was an excellent cook. I used to take shots of her in the kitchen, and also some of the special things that she'd prepare, birthday cakes and things like that.
And you left school quite young?
Yes, I wasn't very gifted academically, so at 16 I left school and went to help out at a local photographic studio. It was easy to find a photographer wanting to take on an assistant for no pay. For a couple of years I lived at home with my parents, who supported me financially. And I was very lucky that the photographer who took me on taught me a lot. She was really the first person to encourage me to take up food photography. She always let me help out with food shoots, wedding cakes, publicity photos for local restaurants and so on. Mm-hmm. Then when I was 18, there was a major photography competition being held in London, and one of the categories was celebrations. So I entered a portfolio of photographs, just for the experience, I thought. By that time, I was getting quite into it.
And you won.
That's right. At that time, I was the youngest person in the competition to win any of the major categories.
Now, it's sometimes said that photographing food is the most difficult job for a professional photographer. Is that really true?
It can certainly be very difficult to make it look appetising. Food photography is all done in studios, and the biggest problem is the heat produced by the lights. It can take a very long time to get everything exactly right for a shot, and by that time, a chef's carefully prepared salad might look limp, or a cream cake becomes a mound of wet sponge.
So how do you get around that?
Well, firstly, the food in photographs used to illustrate cookbooks and magazine articles isn't always entirely authentic.
You mean it's made of plastic?
Well, some of it, perhaps, but not all of it. If great food could be copied in plastic, I'd be out of a job. We have a number of techniques to help us out. First, a lot of the items in the photograph can be set up early. Glasses, cutlery, flowers, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And then we put in some material to substitute for the food, something with the same size, shape and colour. Often we just make this quickly in the studio from cardboard or any other material available and paint it.
Personally, I prefer food not made of cardboard.
Don't we all? In the meantime, a food stylist prepares the food to be photographed.
A food stylist?
Oh, yes. Most professional food photographers employ a food stylist nowadays. As soon as I'm satisfied with the setting, lighting and so on, we take out the artificial food and put in the real thing. But the food starts to dry out very quickly. So I generally have with me a spray bottle containing glycerin mixed with water. Glycerin's a liquid, completely colourless, that's often used to sweeten food. It's great for keeping food looking shiny and moist. Another difficulty is that food is sometimes meant to be hot and steaming, but of course, by the time we photograph it, it's completely cold. The only thing to do in that case is to create steam from elsewhere. We use cotton wool balls soaked in water and then put in a microwave.
Ah.
These steam nicely for a couple of minutes, and we position them so that it looks like it's the food steaming. Something else I wouldn't be without is a small blowtorch.
What do you use that for?
Hundreds of things. Quickly melting butter over vegetables, browning toast. A technique that might be used in photographing meat is to take a piece of, say, chicken, use the blowtorch for a while so that it's nicely golden brown, and then spray some glycerin on the outside to make it look moist. It looks great in the photo, but it Might be raw on the inside.
Helena, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
My pleasure.